This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What are you doing at 4:18 p.m. or 10:56 p.m. Eastern tomorrow? Those times will be, respectively, 50 years since the lunar module reached the moon and Armstrong's boot touched the surface. I'll be at a high school ball field helping kids build model rockets and flying some 1/100th and 1/72nd scale Saturn V's. As you look up to what will be a waning gibbous, you may wonder when humans are going back. Well, the plan is for NASA to team up more closely this time with commercial companies, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
Apollo 11 gets all of the attention, but in total there were 6 crewed landings on the moon. And by 1972, Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan made the moonwalks of Apollo 17 look almost routine.
Oh, what a nice day. Oh, funny there's not a cloud in the sky.
It's taken a while, but NASA wants to go back to the moon, and it's looking to commercial partners to tackle some of the challenges, like crew transport, the use of lunar resources, and surviving extreme environments.
These are the challenges we face to push the bounds of humanity. We're going to the moon to stay by 2024.
That's a NASA video narrated by the great William Shatner. The partnerships get kind of complicated. NASA recently selected 12 commercial unmanned science projects which it will send to the moon. To get them there, it'll become a customer of 3 other private companies, Astrobotic, Intuitive Machines, and Orbit Beyond, which will build the spacecraft for moon deliveries. Eric Stam was the president of the Commercial Spaceflight Federation, a trade organization.
NASA's developing the plans, and they're looking for who the best partners to execute these plans will be. Some of this work will be done at some of the NASA centers, but I think a lot of this work will be done by commercial companies that have this expertise in doing these things.
When it comes to manned flight, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos's rocket company Blue Origin, featured here in a promotional video, unveiled its own plans to take people to the moon. It's also amongst 11 companies selected by NASA to design a spacecraft capable of landing humans on the lunar surface, along with other big names like SpaceX, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman.
In the case with Bezos, he's going to go to the moon regardless, but it's, you know, the fact that, you know, NASA's going there, I think there's a strong partnership that will be formed.
NASA may find that useful as international competition heats up. China's landed a robotic probe. India's delayed launch is due any day now. And there are already real economic benefits on the ground. Ella Atkins, a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan and an IEEE member, says the renewed U.S. investment in space is creating jobs for graduates.
From the perspective of the students and the young professionals, this is a new era where we're going to go beyond, not just repeat what we did before with going to the moon, but do much more.
This time around, getting to the moon might not be a national priority, but it is good business. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.